This morning's gospel is probably a very familiar one to all of you because we've heard this so many times, and it's one of those gospels that is just something that burns into our memory. It's one of those gospels that we think, that's one I can remember. Did you ever hear a gospel or a reading from Scripture and think, I don't remember hearing that before? But this particular gospel, I think, is easy for us to remember because of the mysterious nature of what was going on in Jesus' behavior. There are all kinds of theories about what Jesus may or may not have been writing in the sand with his finger. But just this week, a dear friend of mine shared an insight with me that I think was incredibly profound. Now, this friend of mine, she is not a religious sister. She is not a scholar of the Scriptures. She doesn't have a PhD in philosophy. She is a homemaker. She is a woman of prayer. She is a holy woman. And what she shared with me was this idea that I didn't catch. In the gospel, the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders bringing this woman to Jesus say, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. And so there is a likelihood that they dragged this woman naked into the temple area. And my friend suggested that perhaps what Jesus was thinking in his purpose of kneeling down and writing on the ground was just very simply to draw attention away from this woman. To take the focus away from this woman who was being shamed publicly, and in order for Jesus to give the opportunity of everyone there to pay a little more attention to their own sinfulness. Jesus was walking a very fine line between tolerance of sin and permissiveness in sin. And I want to suggest to you that that's a fine line that each one of us has to walk. See, I believe it is so much easier for us to be intolerant of our own sinfulness that it drives us to pay attention to the sinfulness of others. It's way easier for us to point our finger of blame and shame at everyone else, to forget what it is we are about in our own sinfulness. And Jesus, in this moment, when they're trying to trap him and put him in a catch-22 situation, in his wisdom, he recognizes the value of introspection. He recognizes and challenges everyone there to think about their own lives of sinfulness. It's easy for us to be intolerant of our sinfulness. And yet, we're not willing to tolerate the sin of others. And I want to suggest to you that this is exactly what the mercy of God is all about. In order for us to receive mercy for ourselves, we have to be willing to accept the reality that God extends mercy to others. Throughout all these readings this morning, we listen about the idea of forgetting. It's important for us to forget our sinfulness. I want to suggest to you that it's impossible for us to forget our sinfulness. Only God is capable of forgiving and forgetting. And the reason God is capable of that is because God is not changed by our sin. Unfortunately, we are changed by our sin. But the good news is Jesus Christ offers transformation from sin to each one of us in his act of kindness, in his act of living, suffering, dying, and rising for us. That's what we celebrate here today. So as we receive Jesus Christ in this Eucharist, let us be willing to tolerate our sinfulness, not to give ourselves permission to sin, but to give ourselves permission to be forgiven. Because that is what Jesus is all about. That's his purpose in life and in death. His purpose is to extend to each one of us the opportunity to recognize our sinfulness, but to know and to share in his promise of forgiveness. But as we receive that forgiveness, as we receive him in this Eucharist, we have to become empowered to extend that mercy to others, including ourselves. And that's a challenge, because sin changes us. So this morning, let us not be focused on being changed by sin, but to focus on being transformed by the Eucharist. Because that is what we need in order to walk that fine line between tolerating, putting up with our sinfulness and the sinfulness of others, but also never giving ourselves or another permission to sin. See, in the scriptures, Jesus couldn't make it any clearer that the worst thing we could do is to cause another to sin. But when Jesus extends mercy and forgiveness to this woman, he's not giving her permission to sin. In fact, he sends her away saying, "Go and sin no more." That's what our encounter with Christ has to be. We have to be willing to present ourselves to Christ, to be transformed by Christ, to accept the forgiveness of Christ, and to go and sin no more.